Boris Johnson to Big UK to keep pushing net zero green agenda despite energy crisis. By Peter Cattell on August 31, 2022. Boris Johnson is reportedly set to beg that the future leadership of Britain keep pushing his net zero green agenda, despite the fact that the country faces a crippling energy crisis. Britain should keep pushing its costly net zero despite the now crippling energy crisis. Boris Johnson is to say next week in the hopes that his successor PM continues with his climate-crazy green agenda. Having been unceremoniously forced to announce his resignation earlier in the year, Johnson is now reportedly conscious of trying to secure a legacy before leaving office, with the green agenda-loving premier reportedly conscious that his green climate targets should outlive his own time in office. According to a report by The Telegraph, the outgoing Prime Minister is particularly desperate to see his successor continue his push for more wind farms, as well as more nuclear plants, and notes his desire to see the sale of new carbon-emitting cars to be banned from 2030. Boris is passionate about the energy strategy, a source from inside the government reportedly said. There is a desire to say something this week about how everything we have done has kept us in a much better position in the medium and long term, through investing in nuclear and wind. All of the work in renewable energy will make sure that in the medium and long term we will be more self-reliant and that will ease costs for consumers, the source continued. We have shown over the course of this year that we can both focus on helping people in the immediate future but also invest for the medium and long-term future so we are not compromised like this again. While the government source appears to suggest that Boris Johnson's green agenda would be good for Britain in the long run, there is significant evidence that the UK's climate-crazy obsession with cutting carbon has actually harmed energy security in the country rather than helped it. For example, according to a report by The Critic, the UK has gotten dangerously close to blackouts in the recent past, with green energy sources often not being able to run at full capacity and, in turn, sometimes not able to provide energy at times when it is needed most. The government has also been extremely reluctant to put significant investment into more traditional hydrocarbon-fueled infrastructure, with fracking remaining illegal in the UK, while plans to build new fossil fuel power stations frequently fall by the wayside in favor of less reliable renewables. Boris Johnson himself has even reportedly been behind the decision to shelve extra gas electricity generation capacity in late 2021. While the government is currently aiming to close various carbon-emitting power stations in the hopes of lowering the country's carbon output. Meanwhile, the British public has largely been left to pay the cost of the UK lacking self-sufficiency in the sphere of fossil fuels, with around 1 in 4 adults in the country now expecting not to turn on their heating over the winter due to the surging cost of energy in the country in the wake of the war in Ukraine. To make matters worse, the UK's energy policy may leave many in the country dealing with a winter of blackouts, as the country struggles to generate enough energy through its various green agenda-friendly power sources to meet demand. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.